Organizations can have thousands of assets spread across offices and other facilities, and they need to be able to find those assets when they need them to maintain efficiency. Otherwise, they'll incur unnecessary costs for replacing assets and waste valuable time and money locating missing items. And these are problems that affect organizations of any size and in any industry. I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we'll be exploring different solutions to tracking assets more efficiently and cost-effectively using barcode technologies. Joining us today is Brian Keepers. Brian is Director of North American Sales for WASP Barcode Technologies. As Director, Brian oversees the company's sales force as well as its business development and channel partnership activities. During his tenure, WASP has had strong revenue growth and won several awards, including twice being awarded Fortune 5000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Brian, thanks for taking time and joining me today.
You're welcome.
Now, asset tracking, one of those things that exists in a lot of organizations. However, it's kind of like disaster planning. A lot of people don't get onto the disaster recovery planning until after a hurricane or a flood or something like that. Let's just kind of define it for anyone that's not clear. What's asset tracking? Why should it be a part of an organization's infrastructure from the beginning, not just after we lose something?
Sure, James. And I see asset tracking as accountability for a business. It helps businesses know what they have, who has it, where it is, and how much they've paid for it, essentially. Some examples of ways that assets are being tracked would be like tracking asset by location or checking assets in and out to employees, keeping maintenance schedules, and tracking depreciation on those assets.
I talk with a lot of IT folks, asset tracking within IT departments. A lot of it has come down to things like keeping track of all those laptops that you're issuing or the cell phones, things like that. That all falls under asset tracking, correct?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of different ways that we've found that people track their assets. For example, a pen and paper would be a way. The majority of our customers actually don't have any asset tracking whatsoever prior to finding us. Through our surveys, the most common method we found is the pen and paper. Using spreadsheets would be another way that they go about tracking those assets. And then there are more automated ways like using barcodes or even with RFID technology.
And we'll definitely get into some of that a bit later on in our conversation here. But let's clear up what I think can be a confusion point, and that is the difference between assets and inventory.
The simple answer is that assets are things that are owned by a business, like a desk or a computer, or even the software on a computer, where inventories are typically goods that a business would buy and sell. And that's how I usually distinguish between the two.
No, it makes sense, and I think a lot of us can understand how those need to be accounted for differently. Brian, I mentioned that I work and talk to a lot of IT shops. A lot of those are on the higher end, larger enterprises. That's where my familiarity is with asset tracking, using solutions. What about small businesses, the SMBs out there? Do they also use asset tracking? Do they benefit in the same way that the large enterprises do?
Well, that's a good question, James, and I'd say that we see asset tracking being used from Fortune 500 companies down to small businesses, and with our products, they're used in all those areas. Another area that we see asset tracking becoming increasingly important is in the government education space. And as I mentioned earlier, accountability is a major factor in tracking assets for really any business, including the small business. And I'd say the benefits are eliminating the waste of time spent looking for missing assets and then not having to repurchase items that you already own. Small businesses, more than any other group we've seen, are looking for ways to save time and money. Most businesses are in this area. But our surveys have shown that less than 10% of small businesses are currently tracking their assets, which obviously represents a big opportunity to add dollars to the bottom line.
Oh, absolutely. And the bottom line is something we're all watching these days. WASP Barcode Technologies. Let's dive in here and talk about some of the solutions available, starting with the good old barcode. It is still very much used in the world today.
I refer to it as cutting technology since the 50s. Barcoding is certainly a way that the majority of businesses in America, for the world for that matter, to track things. So it's really It's a simple process. The barcode represents a set of numbers and letters, and when the scanner scans it, it takes that information and puts it on the screen wherever the cursor is. And then there are programs like Mobile Asset and other products that we have that take that information and take it and go get what we've input into the database and then helps them track. And that's really what we do. We help people track things. And you get the software package and you get a mobile computer and you get a printer and you get the labels and you get the customer essentially gets everything they need to get started tracking assets. And so we try to simplify that process for them. And the product is very easy to use as well.
Talking about the barcode product, RFID is something that's also out in the marketplace, radio frequency identification. A lot of people have heard about it, have familiarity with what it is. We know the little pass cards we use to get into our offices these days. What type of RFID solutions does WASP bring to the marketplace and offer to companies these days?
We currently have one product that uses RFID, and it's our time and attendance package called WASP Time. And this package, in essence, helps businesses track their employee time and helps them give them a way to get that information out to payroll for payroll purposes. So the time and attendance package we have called WASP Time certainly would help them. And the RFID reader, basically you give each employee a badge and it's an RFID card. And then when they come in, they go to the clock and they use their card to clock in and out. And so that would be a way that we're currently using RFID. And that's really been the best way that we've found to get that type of technology down to the small business, which is our target customer.
Let me do this, and I want to get into, because I have heard some unique uses of barcodes and RFID in terms of some major shipping ports and how they track inventory coming through those ports and things like that. Let me ask you maybe for an example or two of how implementing an automated solution has really helped an organization that you've been close to, maybe a customer, really track some assets. What can you share with us there in terms of a story?
Well, I can give you a couple of great examples of how companies are using our asset package and how it's benefiting them. And I think it's a great idea to put that in perspective for companies, because what we've found is that most businesses don't understand the benefits of using an asset tracking package, much less that there are any available to them. So some examples of companies that we have come in contact with that are using our products. We're a manufacturer, so obviously it's going to be through a reseller partner like a PC Connection. But we have a private security firm that is using Mobile Asset to track items that basically go in and out at the beginning of each shift. And from the feedback that we're getting from them, they're saving almost $40,000 a year by reducing the cost of lost or misplaced assets. Another example would be a U.S. military installation using Mobile Asset to track thousands of IT assets, which is what you would commonly think of a barcoding asset tracking being used. And they use it to track products like computers and network switches and servers. And the end user has given us the information that using Mobile Asset helps them keep from having to chase their tails. And they're estimating that they're saving around $30,000 a year just in audit time alone. So the time that they're spending going around and making sure that they actually have what they have. So some really hard dollars can be saved by automating the business process. And I kind of refer to it as eliminating human error as much as you can. So.
Hey, Brian, I want to thank you for your time and your insights today. Also, a big thanks to our listeners for joining us. If you are looking for a better way to manage your assets or inventory, turn to GovConnection. GovConnection can work with you to design a solution using WASP barcode technology that is configured to meet the needs of your organization. To learn more about WASP barcode solutions available from GovConnection, contact your account manager. You can also go online to www.govconnection.com. You can also phone 800-800-0019. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks for joining us.